creates the images that dominate our culture? The media? Professional photographers? How about nannies, janitors, or garment workers? A New York photography shop gave 100 cameras to Bread and Roses, the cultural arm of 1199, the National Health and Human Services Workers Union. That became the catalyst for a new idea, Unseen America. Get good photographers to teach their craft to all kinds of workers and have them depict their work and their lives from their own point of view. Bread and Roses ran photography classes with Latino day laborers, Filipino nannies, and Chinese garment workers, to name a few. NPR's Margot Adler visited a class.
The meeting I attended took place in the headquarters of a union, 32BJ, a union for building service workers, janitors, doormen. The group had been meeting for a couple of months every week. This was the last class. 10 students were sitting around a long table examining black and white prints and contact sheets. Kenny Shane, a building superintendent in Battery Park, pulled out a striking photo of a building and a person in silhouette.
This is actually the front of the building. And it's a granite wall. The other print is darker, so the granite shows up more. And this is one of my doormen, and it was when the sun was setting, and he was just standing out there waiting for people to come home. And so I thought it looked great with his shadow and the granite, and this is black granite and different colored granites.
Some of the students have taken pictures all their lives. Borislav Rapoš, for example, who works as a handyman, emigrated from the former Czechoslovakia. He remembers being jailed at the age of 9 because he took a photograph of soldiers in the army. Taking pictures continues to fascinate him.
I take every day some pictures, and I take camera with me every day, except in United States it's problem take a picture from group of the people because people are right away mad. Why you take picture from me? In Europe is other problem. Everybody smile to camera. That's also no good for photographer.
At the other extreme are people who have never taken photographs, certainly not these kinds of photographs.
Everything just seemed to be coming alive in black and white.
Hattie Scott cleans office buildings for a living. She says the other students, many of whom had cameras of their own, helped her pick up the basics.
Walking to the subway, they would tell me how to hold the camera and what to do and how to take the pictures. So I'm very happy that this group was so patient with me, because I knew nothing about photography, and I'm glad that they just took me under their wings and learned me with the teacher. This was just wonderful.
This is a nice picture. Look at the contrast example, the really black in the trunk of the tree.
The teacher, and Belinda Gallego, starts a discussion with the class.
Gray. Buck, what do you think about it?
The idea of Unseen America is simple: to get the stories of as many people in society into society using image and text. Esther Cohen, the creative director of the Bread and Roses Cultural Project, says that most people are unseen, and it's not just the working class, she says.
I have talked to a couple of CEOs who've said, people don't know what CEOs think. I would love to be able to give CEOs cameras and ask them to show us how they live, what they see. I don't think this is gender-linked or sex-linked or age-linked, I think.
Or class-linked.
Or class-linked, absolutely not at all. I think it's about all of us who feel we're really not depicted in a media that's essentially about Julia Roberts' love life. I think that the fabric of society is missing, very much missing from the media.
The pictures from the first series of classes are on display at the Bread and Roses Gallery in New York. At the crowded opening reception last week, teachers and students spoke of their experiences. Tanyan Ling, a middle-aged woman who had spent years as a garment worker, spoke through an interpreter.
I worked in a garment factory a long time, but I didn't think that I learned anything from there. Bread and Roses gave me a chance to learn something from the society.
I point to a photograph of two women hugging. One is a middle-aged Filipino woman, most probably a nurse. The other is a very frail and elderly lady, but the picture captures a rich feeling of empathy. The photographer, Lena Rostostomo, points to the picture with pride.
That's my friend. I'm the mother of my friend. She's taking care of that old lady with Alzheimer's. I was touched by their relation. It's, you can really feel the love. It's not just because of money because you work and for the money.
What kind of work do you do?
Me, I babysit.
What's striking about these photographs is not simply their quality, which is good, but the fact that many of them are not job-related. There's a picture of a lone bicyclist under some trees, the view through a window. two elderly immigrants playing chess, a woman cooking, family scenes. Sam Contreras, a doorman in Manhattan, says the class shows that we are more than what we do for a living.
You have artists, you have photographers, you have musicians. There's a whole second part, a second soul to everybody here that nobody seems to know about. Unfortunately, a lot of people will assume that you are what your job is, whether it's taking out garbage or fixing plumbing. They don't realize that, you know, there's an artful soul to everybody.
The students at 32BJ, the Union for Building Employees, have already convinced the union to provide space for a darkroom and a photography club. Bread and Roses is now hearing from groups around the country, including 16 steelworkers locals, who want to create similar classes. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.